Welcome to Initials Narrative, a weekly podcast bringing you the audio version of content I have written. I'm Shadows Pup, a writer and creator of books like journals and coloring books. This week, I'm doing something a bit different. Today's podcast is a rewrite of something I wrote a year ago. I've updated it with new, unpublished content. The core of this piece was written a year ago, on April 22nd to be exact. A year later, I am blessed to be able to start with the core of what I wrote and add to it. On that day last year, a friend was picking me up to join a few of us to gather for a couple of beers. That's not happening today, but it did happen a week or so ago. Those breaks from my usual routine continue. The group of friends who gather are people who have mattered a lot to me over the last several years. I've always been a person who's pretty independent. I figure out how to do what needs to get done on my own, and then I get it done. In recent years, some health issues, and then the pandemic forced situations where I needed help. These people just reached out and said, "We're doing this." Brooke had no objection from me, and quite frankly, I'd have been a prideful idiot to have tried to. I happened across a quote from Helen Keller. "The best and most beautiful things in the world cannot be seen or even touched. They must be felt with the heart." The gift of friendship and caring that comes from that circle of friends is truly one of the best and most beautiful things in my life. It's forced me to move out of a comfort zone of self-reliance. Not from one extreme to the other, but in practical ways. It was a lesson in which I learned that depending on others does strengthen bonds. It also served to set the stage for events that have happened since. We'll get to that in a few moments. Their caring reaches out from the heart and touches mine. There are some others in my life who I greatly appreciate in much the same way. It makes me feel truly blessed to have them present. In the years since I wrote about those friends, much has happened. At the time, I was just a few weeks into having joined a co-working group called Creative Work Hour, where I can join every day on Zoom to spend an hour with a group of like-minded creatives. We come together with the intention of checking in with each other, working on something during the hour, and then we check in again and go on with our day. Some friendships have formed in that group, not the least of which is with Alessandra White, the founder of the group. Then, through finding and exploring Twitter spaces, I met Jennifer Navarrete, a podcaster who's also passionate about Web3, where I publish most of my writing. Alessandra, Jennifer, and I have come together to start and co-host a weekly Twitter space where we talk about the Hive blockchain and the community, Web3, or just about anything else at times should the spirit move us. We just celebrated a year of doing Hive Space. In that year, I've also been writing more consistently, started the Nicheless and Loving It newsletter, and thanks to nudging from Jennifer, this Nicheless Narrative podcast. Also in the past year, I found my way over to Clubhouse, a social audio app, and into a group called The Claire's Corner, founded by Stacey Vaughn. She's drawn in a remarkable group of people who are on very personal journeys in their lives while supporting the journeys of each other. Some very thoughtful and often difficult conversations take place with great love and compassion. I've always considered myself to be a person of faith. I've learned in the last few months that I'd barely scratched the surface on living in faith. Not a faith driven by religion. One led by all the power I cannot see. I've come to understand and allow just how much the universe and the unseen powers can guide. I've recently experienced some of the leading of those powers firsthand. It's not a story I'm ready to tell, but I'll say this much. There'll be some writing coming from me that has come about by my willingness to allow. Stay tuned. This past year has been an amazing year. I physically leave my house less than at any time in my life, yet I connect with people who matter on a daily basis in ways I've not experienced before. The other day I heard someone say she's never met most of us in a group. I almost corrected her to say she's never met us physically, but we truly have met in a very human way. Life can be amazing. Thank you for listening to Nicheless Narrative. All my podcasts can be found on nichelessandlovingit.com. While you're there, maybe you'd like to subscribe to my weekly newsletter, Nicheless and Loving It. Till next Thursday, have a great week.